Only six of the 24 expected aspirants vying for nine positions in the PNC have so far filed to contest since the party opened nominations about a month ago. This is in preparation for next month's National Delegates Congress in Sunyai. When Radio Ghana visited the party's headquarters in Accra today, the atmosphere was lively as aspirants submitted their nomination forms. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the General Secretary of the party, Bernard Mona, was hopeful that more nominations would be received by tomorrow. The closing date for vetting to commence. Commenting on the rising tension in the party due to Dr. Edward Mahama's intention of contesting as the flag bearer of PNC for the fifth time, Mr. Mona said the ball is in the court of the Electoral Commission. He noted that contenders against this should battle it out legally or through other appropriate channels.
As to the lawfulness or unlawfulness or the right interpretation of Article 49, particularly 1 and 2, I am unable to interpret. But the Electoral Commission of Ghana is the sole supervisor of political parties. And for a political party to be deemed fully registered, it has to submit its constitution and everything to the Electoral Commission. And therefore, in submitting the list of candidates to the Electoral Commission, we are certain that the Electoral Commission will go a long way in scrutinizing and ensuring that each individual conforms with the law of Ghana, which is paramount. And since the Electoral Commission has not rejected the candidacy of Edward Mahama in 2004 and 2008, I find that he might have qualified under the laws of Ghana, and that is why the Electoral Commission has done so. But should anyone have problems and seek an interpretation of the Constitution, it is important to follow due processes, go to court where necessary, and seek a proper clarification. But that clarification must be sought now. If you have good intentions, you don't wait when Congress is fixed. When people have finished closing nominations, then you go. That will be to injure the ability of others who probably would have contested if the name of one candidate did not appear.
That was the General Secretary of the PNC, Bernard Mona.